DW. It's hard to miss Father Nicodemus Schnabel. The bearded monk, clad in his black hooded robe, stands out amongst the tourists, taking selfies in front of Cologne's imposing Gothic cathedral.
I think in the whole world, I'm an alien as a monk. In Jerusalem, all are dressed in a religious way and show their religious identity. And here in Germany, it's really totally the opposite. I'm the alien here.
That doesn't seem to faze him, though. He laughs often, and his demeanour is open and friendly.
I'm a Benedictine monk. I'm a priest and a monk at Dormition Abbey. It's a German-speaking international abbey, really in the centre of Jerusalem, between West and East Jerusalem.
Father Nicodemus grew up in Germany, but left when he was 24 to enter the monastery in the Holy City. That was 15 years ago. Now he's the spokesperson for his abbey on Mount Zion and is responsible for all German-speaking Catholics in Israel, Palestine and the Gaza Strip.
I live in the heart of the Middle East conflict, so I could not say that I have a romantic lifestyle of monasticism. I'm really confronted with all the conflicts.
It may not be romantic, but when Father Nicodemus talks about how he ended up in Jerusalem, it's like he's telling a love story.
It's a very emotional thing. I think, like, if you ask one, why you marry this person, are you sure if it's really the right person? It's very difficult. You can say, okay, there is like your this falling in love moment. I'm attracted by the city of Jerusalem. I'm attracted to this radical lifestyle, searching God really with a prayer and studying and working. But, you know, then there are the crises, and then it's also the routine to be faithful to the decision. And, of course, and then come questions. And it's a very intensive life. So I'm in a very intensive, radical relationship with God. And like in every relationship, there are ups and downs.
Have you ever wanted to give up your faith?
No, never. No, really, I could say I have crises. If you feel weakness, if you're gonna... But in fact, yeah, with God, yes, I'm struggling, I'm fighting with him, but this is different than giving up my faith. So it's like in a relationship. I have troubled times, of course. It's not that I'm always happy, and I often ask why this, I can't understand, and really, really despair. But I was never that I say, no, there is no God like that. No.
Father Nicodemus didn't grow up in a religious household. His family wasn't Catholic. And given his early life, in some ways, the direction he's taken is surprising.
My mother's an actress. My father, yes, they're divorced, so I'm a child of a divorced couple. And then my stepfather was an artist too, so I grew up in an artistic family. And my childhood is not religious in the way that is connected to the church, but very religious in a way that every artist are seeking for the dimension behind the things you can see. So you learn to ask.
His family moved around a lot, from city to city in southern Germany, across the states of Baden-Württemberg, Hesse and Bavaria. And not everyone was accepting of them.
If you have an artistic family, you have to be movable. And once I live in a village and the other people in the village were very skeptical because with my background family, you know, you're totally the opposite of what is normal, yes? And so, and for me, the place without prejudices, a place I feel really freedom, there I'm not judged. It's a church, interesting. And so I go voluntarily as a child into church because I like the liturgy, the incense and the processions. And it was a little bit like what I know from stage, from my mother. It was like a holy theater, and I enjoyed that. The only children who were allowed to play with me were children from an orphanage run by sisters. So really, I have a very positive experience in my childhood with church.
At the age of 13, he became Catholic, and when he finished high school, he decided he wanted to be a priest. But looking back, he says he's not proud of his younger self, someone he describes as arrogant, who wanted to be a hero for God.
It was more very radical attitude. Often I say, with my biography, I have two choices, to become a terrorist or to become a monk, and a monk is better for mankind, I hope. And because I have the deep desire not to make, you know, a normal life.
Things didn't go well at first. He got seriously ill, hit rock bottom, zero point, as he calls it, and quit the seminary.
And so it was very, very healthy for me to be really down to earth and really to feel this grace of the zero point. And then I said, okay, I need a new try.
And at the age of 24, he took the leap and entered monastic life in Jerusalem.
And this was a serious, more serious decision, yes.
Can you tell me about that moment when you decided to become a monk?
It's very difficult. There is no moment. I can't identify. I can identify the moments of crisis, to have the feeling, yes, to run against the wall and the pain. And so this is I know, but it's like a desire in your heart. And then you say, okay, now it's the time. If you don't try it now, later on, it's difficult. Okay, let's try. And I know the first month monastery, it was a hell. Because, oh, I said, no, that's not what you are seeking for. No, come on, I quit. But then I said, no, I only go if I'm sure it's not my way. And so really the first month I really survived with that technique. And then step by step I understand a little bit more and more and more what's about to be a monk. And I'm still learning to become a monk.
Breaking news from overseas, a deadly terror attack near one of Jerusalem's holy sites.
In East Jerusalem, we're on the Palestinian
side. It started as a small protest.
Young Palestinians are throwing rocks.
Another day of tensions, arrests and scuffles around the entrance to Al-Aqsa Mosque.
The way was blocked by police and soldiers.
From his abbey on Mount Zion, in no man's land between East and West Jerusalem, Father Nicodemus has witnessed the ongoing tensions between Israelis and Palestinians. There have been deadly protests over disputed land, the management of the city's holy sites, and more recently, over US President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. That move angered Palestinians, who claim East Jerusalem as their capital. The monk says he's also been on the receiving end of attacks himself.
So that people really spit in front of me, spit behind me, say, go home to Italy, that's a classical, because in their worldview, all Catholic monks must be from Italy. So
his abbey has also been vandalized and set on fire in attacks by suspected Jewish extremists. In 2015, an arson attack on the German monk's second monastery at Tapka on the shores of Lake Galilee caused over 1.6 million euros in damage. Two people had to be hospitalized with smoke inhalation.
In this very specific situation, you have two possibilities. One possibility is to hate back and build better walls, a better security. Or it's really to say, now we open our doors more and show with open hands, open arms, we are here and we are not fearful. Because if you have fear, then the terrorists won. We say that so often, Christianity, yeah, you have to love your enemies. To be honest, I'm not able to do that. But what I can do as a starting point is to pray for the people who hate me, who hate us.
The Middle East conflict is complex and goes back a long way. In Jerusalem, people have been fighting over the city's holy sites for thousands of years. But Father Nicodemus says it's misleading to label it a religious conflict.
Because if the religious are really the motor of the conflict and the sources of the conflict, then there must be the most ugliest and the most difficult time, 5 a.m. in Jerusalem. Because 5 a.m. in Jerusalem, there are only religious people in the streets. So you find really the Muslims praying the first prayer on the Haram al-Sharif, many, many Jews before work praying at the Kotel, at the Western Wall, and the Holy Sepulchre, the Anastasis, open its doors for the first services. So you find only praying people. There's no time in Jerusalem without more beauty, without more tranquility, without more harmony.
But he acknowledges there is a problem with extremism. It's a serious issue for religious leaders, and the explosion of social media over the past decade or so, allowing hardline radicals to broadcast their views to a large audience, is making their job harder.
We have a hooligan problem, like football. You can play the same game, you can say football is the source of all conflicts in the world, but this is unfair because a tiny group of hooligans are not the football. Football can build bridges and football is a very great thing. This is the same with religion. The hooligans of religion, they are not seeking God, they're seeking identity. It's about in this globalized, digitalized world, and then really came the hate preachers who say, in 30 seconds, I explain you the world. This is good, this is bad, this is white, this is black, this is right, this is wrong. And of course, people are very attracted to these very simple messages. And this is the job and the duty of all religious, especially the religious leaders, is to reestablish the beauty of religion, what is the beauty of complexity, and really to make clear religion is not a vehicle to give cheap answers for identity seekers.
Jerusalem is relatively small, but it's an important spiritual centre for Jews, Christians and Muslims. The city's population has grown to about 900,000. Less than 2% are Christians.
Well, we're a tiny, tiny minority. 2%, I think.
So, he says, the only way to confront issues like extremism and promote peace and reconciliation is to team up with other faiths.
I think this is a big challenge of the Christians because you are not the majority. The big majority communities are the Muslim and the Jewish communities, who are also very fragmented, but we have to cooperate, to live together with the others. I see the danger that some Christians really choosing like a ghetto to really live in a bubble without the Jewish and the Muslims, the Christian religion especially. Is really pushing you forward, and I think there's nothing more non-Christian than fear. I think really faith is the opposite of fear.
Although Father Nicodemus says he's still learning to become a monk, one thing that's clear to him is the importance of setting an example by being fearless and open to others, no matter their religion.
And that's what we do as monks. We are praying five times a day, open for the public who wants can share. We show we have no fear. We have no fear for human beings. We have no fear concerning the others. We say, come on, you're a human being. You're welcome. We are not checking, are you Jewish, are you Christian, are you Muslim, are you atheist? No, you're a human being. You're welcome.
Natalie Muller, DW, Cologne.
This report was brought to you by DW.